It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and I'm so glad you joined me today. We spent these past 2 weeks walking through life's problems and God's promises. We spoke about discouragement. We talked about pain. We talked about worry. And we talked about loneliness and the promises that God gives us to overcome these problems that we face. And we all face them. God's presence, His provision, His peace, and His purpose. And today we're going to end where every believer's strength truly begins. And that is with God's promise of power. Because there will come a day when you simply don't have enough strength left. When prayers feel dry, when your faith feels thin, and you whisper, "God, I just can't do this anymore." And my friend, that's where His promise steps in. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, He said this, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." Now, the Christian life isn't lived by trying harder. It's lived by yielding deeper. And the same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. Do you know I spent all my years growing up not knowing how to swim until I was a teenager? And I learned that the reason for that was I was always fighting the water. I was always trying to overcome the water. And one day I learned to relax in the water, to let it carry me and not fight the water with all my strength. And sometimes it's that way with the problems that come our way. We spend all of our energy fighting the problem when God wants you and I to just yield to His promise and His presence and His power in whatever we're going through, and He'll see you through. Friend, the Christian life is a life that needs the power of God. We were never meant to live for God out of our own strength. That's why Jesus told His disciples to wait before they went. They had seen miracles. They saw Jesus walk on water. They even witnessed the resurrection. And yet Jesus said, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for My gift My Father promised." See, before they could preach, they had to be filled. Before they could go out, they had to be empowered within. Too many of us try to serve God on yesterday's oil. But fresh oil, it's not just a slogan. It's something I truly believe is a necessity. We leak, and that's why we need a refill. Acts chapter 2 describes the day of Pentecost. A sound like a rushing mighty wind, tongues of fire, and ordinary men were transformed into bold witnesses. Simon Peter, who once denied Jesus, he now stood and he preached that first sermon on the day of Pentecost when the church was born, and thousands were born again on that day. That's what the Spirit does. He turns our fear into faith. He turns our timidity into a testimony. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 16, he said, "I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being." How many times have we made the statement, "Jesus lives in my heart"? But really, friend, that's not theologically correct. The Bible teaches us that Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. But He did send the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit, to come and live within us. And everyone under the sound of my voice that has been born again, regardless of your denomination, you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. Have you ever been to a point where you just ran out of strength and you didn't think you were going to get through? And all of a sudden you just felt God? You felt God rise up and give you new strength? See, power doesn't just make you shout. It helps you stand. It gives endurance in the waiting. It's the courage that you get in the middle of the fire. And it's the faith that you have in the middle of the battle you're fighting. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, Paul had been dealing with this thing that he called the thorn in the flesh. Theologians have debated this for years. I've heard some people say it was his poor eyesight. Various things that people have thought. I've often thought maybe it was a person that just harassed Paul and followed him around no matter where he went. He called it a thorn in the flesh. But God said to Paul in 2 Corinthians 12:9, listen to what he said. Three times Paul pleaded, take it away. And this is what God says. My grace is sufficient for you. That means enough. My grace is enough. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Are you weak today? Do you know that that's a great opportunity for God's power to be made manifest in your life? See, weakness is not disqualification with God. It's actually an invitation to experience His power. God will move in spite of our weakness. Paul went on to say, therefore, I will boast in my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest upon me. Did you get that? Paul, the guy who was such an intellectual, brilliant man, such a man that endured so many things, he said, I boast in my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest upon me. I can tell you as a pastor, the greatest sermons I've ever preached have been when I was so weak, I could barely stand in the pulpit. It's those times when I really felt like, how am I ever going to get through this? And I discover that when I am the weakest and I have to depend on God, that's when His fresh oil flows in me greater than any other time. I will boast in my weakness so that Christ's power may rest on me, Paul said. That word rest, it means to pitch a tent over. So when you feel like you're falling apart, God's power covers you like a tent. In Scripture, oil is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. Kings were anointed with oil, prophets were anointed, priests were anointed, and today believers are anointed with oil. Whenever they're sick, we call for the elders of the church, we pray over them with oil, and God heals. So when I speak about fresh oil, I'm actually talking about the Holy Spirit and His anointing. In 1 John 2:27, this is what John said. The anointing you received from Him abides in you. Friend, that means you carry the divine ability for whatever God has called you to do. He's got it covered. If He called you to raise children, there's power for that. Moms, when you feel like you just can't go on another day, you feel like, how am I ever going to get everything done? That's when you depend on the power of God. If He called you to minister, there's power for that. If He called you to endure sickness, loss, grief, whatever it is, with faith, there's power for that. You're not empty, friend. You're equipped. The promise came to those who wait. Isaiah 40, verse 31 said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. If there's one area of my life I struggle with, I believe it's the area of patience. I struggle with that. Perhaps you do too. And sometimes waiting upon God, it's not easy. But those that wait on the Lord renew their strength. they mount up with wings as eagles. And as I'm teaching this today, this means so much to me because I had a relapse of my pain in my back and my legs where I found myself unable to walk without a walker or finally a cane. Today I began to feel I could walk. It was such an amazing thing to me. Even in walking down my steps to come into my studio today to record this episode of Fresh Oil, this verse came to my mind. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. And this week I've begun to feel God's strength come back into my legs. When you wait on God, He exchanges your weakness for His strength. An eagle doesn't escape the storm. You know what it does? It rises above it. And when the winds blow, it spreads its wings and the current lifts the eagle higher. And that's what God wants the power of the Holy Spirit to do in your life. It lifts you where fear can't follow. A pastor friend once told me about a woman in his church battling a long illness. And one Sunday she stood during worship, lifted her trembling hands and said, "I don't have the strength to dance, but I can still stand." And he said to me, "Keith, the atmosphere changed. You could feel the power of God fill that room." See, that's Holy Spirit power. Not the absence of weakness, but the presence of grace that stands when flesh cannot. My friend, the Spirit's power, it shows up in three ways in our life. Number one, it gives us the power to live holy, and that is so important because the world wants to see something different. They want to see you different than just the people around you that are going through life on their own power. Romans 8:13 says, "By the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the flesh." So you can't overcome sin by willpower. It just doesn't happen. It's only by Spirit power. "Just say no" was a great phrase for Nancy Reagan, but you can say no all you want to, but without the power of God, you can't live the life that God has called you to live. So His Spirit empowers us to live holy, to live the life that God wants us to live. Secondly, it empowers us to love deeply. Romans 5 and verse 5, "God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit." So that same Spirit fills you and I with compassion, power to love deeply. And then thirdly, it gives us the power to witness boldly. Acts 1:8, "You will receive power and you will become my witnesses." That power wasn't just for goosebumps. It's for going and sharing the gospel. When the Spirit fills you, your faith stops being private and it starts being powerful. Now, friend, you might feel weary and drained or even spiritually empty today. Maybe you've been serving others but haven't felt God's power in a long time. Right now, just call out to Him. Say, "Holy Spirit, fill me again." It's not a one-time event. It's a daily invitation to be filled with His Spirit and His presence. Thank you for joining me again this week for Fresh Oil as we discover God's wonderful promises.
Every day, people smile on the outside, while their hearts are quietly breaking on the inside. They go through the motions of faith, but deep down, they feel empty, anxious, or lost. In Matters of the Heart, author Keith Manley takes you on a journey inside to understand how God designed your spirit, soul, and body to live in harmony. You'll discover what breaks the heart, what drains the soul, and how the healing presence of Jesus can restore what's been shattered. It's time to stop living wounded and start living whole. Because when God heals the heart, everything else begins to change.
Check out my new book, Matters of the Heart. It's available today on Amazon.com in hardcover, paperback, and the Kindle version.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.